here with this week's hottest stories in the investment world. This is Zach's Friday Finish Line.
Hello, and welcome to the Zach's Friday Finish Line. I'm Maddie Johnson, editor here at Zach's, and I'm joined today by Tracy Reinick, a Zach's stock strategist. My regular co-host, Ryan, is on vacation this week in Colorado, likely having the time of his life. So, Tracy, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, if you can't be in Colorado, at least I'm here.
Yes. So today is Friday, March 24th, and we're here to recap this week's biggest stories from the investment and financial world, including the potential for another high-profile tech IPO from Pinterest. Also, it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow.
I heard that.
Yeah.
It's so weird because it was like 15 a couple days ago.
Yeah. And it's been quite the busy week, from analysts finally giving some love to Snap Inc., Nike reporting their quarterly results. Earnings season never seems to end. I feel like it's just constantly.
It does seem kind of like that. I was like, shouldn't it be over yet? But then we get these big names still. It seems like next week it's kind of over now.
Just finally
for a little while.
Just a break. Yeah, that's all I need. And then also a tumultuous trading week in general on Wall Street. So let's first take a look at Snap's first buy rating. So on Monday, James Cacmack, an analyst from boutique equity research firm Moness, differed themselves from the rest of the tech analyst and gave Snap its first buy rating with a $25 price target. So despite having less users than its competitors like Facebook and Twitter, Cacmack argued that Snap's decision to brand itself as a camera company, quote-unquote, and the chance to avoid ending up like Twitter are the reasons for the buy rating. Tracy, what do you think of this?
Well, someone's got to go against the grain,
yeah.
Right? Snap is not my favorite. It's not my favorite out of all these kind of social media-ish type companies, but I'm not a millennial, which I know use it more. And the Generation Z, as they call them, the younger than the millennials, they love it, but I don't know if it's a fad. I don't know.
If it's going to be here for the long run.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, Snap also received its second buy rating, so right off the bat, it seemed, from Drexel Hamilton analyst Brian Wright. And he upped the price target to $30. So he based these moves on his views that the company's main product, Snapchat, which I actually don't use.
Okay.
Which
that's not good.
Everyone is really surprised.
Yeah.
I use Instagram stories more. I did download Snapchat once I got an iPhone originally, like 2 or 3 years ago. And then I was like, what is this? It's weird. I don't like to take selfies. Like, I'm not an of-the-moment photographer. So it was just, I'm like, I don't like this. And then I just deleted it right away.
So why do you like Instagram stories then? What's the difference?
Maybe it's because I got so used to using the Instagram app. And then I was like, oh, this is so convenient. I can also post my filtered, beautiful shots of city life and then post random weird things.
Okay.
On Instagram stories.
Because that is why they started Instagram stories, right? To compete with Snapchat.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems like it's working, at least with you.
Yeah.
Now, my problem with this second upgrade was that he also thinks Snapchat has like cachet with millennials, except not you.
Except not me.
That he said would be difficult for other platforms to garner. And that's fine. That is true. I do think they have a lot more cachet with the millennials. But why do you have to cater to only the millennials? Like, right. I understand they're a big generation and the advertising dollars are there and, you know, that's where the advertisers want to be. But Facebook hasn't had any trouble, at least on its main Facebook platform, catering to people other than the millennials. Like, that's how they're making their money over there. So I feel like there's this emphasis with some of the social media on millennial, when that's not the only business out there.
No, and I feel like Facebook is actually more popular with demographics, like you said, other than millennials.
Oh, completely. They don't, I don't know about you. Do you go on there? Do you go on Facebook?
Yeah, like that's actually how I get a lot of my news, right? Like right away in the morning.
Okay.
Like on my commute, I'll like be scrolling through Facebook. But I know my mom uses Facebook
right.
all the time.
That's what I mean.
A lot of my aunts and uncles, like that's how like they communicate with each other.
Yeah.
They use Messenger.
Right.
They don't really text. It's like, oh, if they need to send a link, they'll do it through Messenger.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah. So I feel like that demographic, they have money too. Yeah. They're big and they have money. So what's the problem with targeting them? Nothing. Right.
And
how opinion.
Will they ever become fans of Snapchat?
I don't think so. I don't know. What do you think? No. Because no. I'm in Generation X. I'll just put it out there. I'm no youngster. And I don't think Generation X really cares about Snapchat either, other than they use it with their kids.
Right.
But otherwise,
I can't see my mom ever using Snapchat and be like, let's use the flower filter. Like, right. The flower crown filter. I'm like, Mom, no.
Right.
Like,
right, exactly. No. So that just seems weird to me. So that's one of the reasons I don't like Snapchat. I just don't see where they're going in the future. That's why I consider it more faddish.
Yeah. And a lot of people agree with you. Yeah. So in addition to these buy ratings, Snap has 6 sell ratings and 3 hold ratings from other Wall Street analysts. So
yeah, we'll I'd like see. To see them make some money too.
Yeah,
so we'll see going
they haven't
forward.
Had,
no.
They haven't done that yet.
No, it's awful. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see. So moving on to Nike. So on Tuesday, Nike reported its third quarter fiscal 2017 earnings after the bell. And where earnings topped estimates for the 19th straight quarter, revenues fell short, dragging its stock down as a result. But Nike's top line and bottom line improved year over year. So that was a bright spot in their report. Earnings came in at 68 cents per share, and that represented a growth of 24% year over year and beat the Zacks estimate of 52 cents per share. Revenues of $8.42 billion missed our estimate of $8.44 billion, but increased 5% year over year. So these lower than expected revenues mainly reflected this rise in competition for Nike's basketball shoes in North America, which is the company's largest market, and also the shifting retail backdrop. So I'm thinking, or I'm really looking at Under Armour and Adidas, and especially right. Under Armour, because they have a huge presence in basketball shoes and not necessarily Adidas. But right. those are the two biggest competitors for Nike for sure.
Oh, definitely. And Adidas has been making a lot of inroads in various areas, not as much in the basketball shoes, as you said.
Yeah.
That is more Under Armour's area. But just in a lot of the other sports and even in apparel and other things, it's a competitive area. There's no doubt about it. Nobody's really running away with it anymore.
No.
And Under Armour was kind of the it still is the smallest of the group, but mm-hmm. they're making big inroads. But they're struggling a little bit now, too. And it does go to some of this change in how consumers are spending, and it's more digital now, and you have to have online capabilities and all of that. So that's adding to some pressures. I know their gross margins fell because of higher selling costs, at least one of the reasons. So Nike's still a great name. You know, it's still expected to grow earnings about 10% this year, this fiscal year. That's still pretty good. They're not real cheap, though. Like, the shares have pulled back, but I'd like them to be a little bit cheaper for me to be real interested, but I'm the value person. But, you know, it's a solid holding, and a lot of people just kind of have it in their portfolio because they are buyers of Nike products. One thing you do have to watch, I think, though, is that border adjustment tax possibility that's out there.
Right.
That might be in some of these tax plans that are going to be floated up on Capitol Hill. So nobody knows what's going to happen with it, but it could definitely impact, you know, any of the retail names, and Nike would be among them because a lot of their manufacturing is done, you know, overseas. So
yeah, that's a really good point. But I will say Nike's product this spring right now is looking really good.
Yes.
Especially, I mean, their women's shoes. I think I ended up making like a wish list on their website, and they're like, some of their sneakers are,
I need to go over there.
Are so cool.
Are they doing those weird sandals again this year?
Oh.
They kind of had like sneaker sandals a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Open toes, but they kind of look like sneakers. I think they were high tops or something. They look super comfortable. I wonder if those are coming back. They were sold out by the time I found them, like on the site. I was like, oh, they're sold out. Darn. So
we'll
I need to look around.
Keep an eye out for those. But yeah, Nike's product is really good. But like you said, Adidas is really close behind them. I've bought more Adidas product in the last year than I have had since I was in elementary school.
Wow.
When Adidas was, I remember being really popular and like being really cool, and you had to have the superstar shoes, and now superstar is really cool, and you just, it's like the trendiest shoe ever. So
okay,
yeah,
things go around, you know,
things always come back
around, right?
Yes,
back in trend.
So moving on to Tuesday sell-off, or aka the worst trading day of 2017 so far.
right. Which wasn't even that bad.
Which wasn't even that bad, but it was apparently bad enough.
Yeah.
So at market close, so just a few little tidbits for you listeners. So the S&P 500 dropped over 29 points, or 1.24%. The Dow Jones was down more than 237 points, or 1.14%, while the NASDAQ had declined over 107 points to 1.83%. And financials and materials were two of the worst performing sectors. Bank of America, in particular, was one of the worst performing financial stocks on Tuesday, and it was down almost 6%, I believe. And then for material stocks, U.S. Steel and AK Steel were down 9% and 10% respectively at close. So two sectors did not do very well. And the last time the market dropped this severely was back on October 11th. So
quite a few months back,
when the S&P 500, Dow, and NASDAQ all registered sharp daily declines in the lead up to the U.S. presidential election. So it's been a busy week. It was a very busy day. And that was kind of all really led up until this investor anxiety over the what was supposed to have been the House vote on the healthcare repeal bill. The AHCA was supposed to happen on Thursday, but that was postponed.
Right. Yeah, people are getting nervous that more than just that might be postponed. That's what the Tuesday sell-off really was about. And they're starting to think, uh-oh, will we really get our tax cuts and the infrastructure.
Those are two of the biggest things.
Yeah. The market loves, you know, free money and spending and anything like that. They're like, woohoo, living it up. And they were, you know, promised more of this for this year. And if that's going to get taken away, they're not happy. They kind of throw a tantrum. And that's what this was. It was, uh-oh, we might not get our allowance because we were bad kind of thing. So, you know, it doesn't like the uncertainty, and it's starting to see some uncertainty. That may not happen. All of this may still go forward, and we may still get the tax cuts in 2017. Infrastructure is kind of looking like that may be pushed off to 2018. But as long as they keep talking about it, I think everybody's okay with that. Yeah. 'Cause really, the infrastructure, it's going to take a couple of years to wind its way through the system anyways, that money that's going to be spent.
That's a good point.
So that's good, and people will trade on that and look, you know, into the future on that. But the tax cuts could have, you know, very quick impact once those are passed and put through. So, yeah, people are just, they're a little bit uncertain, but all is not lost.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Little reassurance there.
Yeah. We've seen all this before when we've had to watch Capitol Hill in the past. There was a lot of times during the Obama years where it was either like, it was mainly like government shutdown during those years.
Oh that little thing. Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
And so we would remember we'd go up to like the day and the, you know, stock market was down big because it looked like it was actually going to shut down and, you know, our credit rating was in danger and all of that stuff. And then it didn't. But it was rocky going into it. And people, you do have to think back like, oh, when was that? Some of those were like 5-6 years ago now.
Yeah.
So this too will pass, but it could be a little rockier. And we're not used to the rockiness. It has been very low volatility since the election. Mm-hmm. It's all been any kind of volatility that there has been up until this week was to the upside. So I'll take that. You know, we've been grinding higher. And so people were getting a little complacent that we're never going to see a sell-off again. Well, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So it's good. It's good to get a little bit of volatility, I think, back in there to remind people that it does exist.
Yeah. All right. So on to maybe more of like a dream, if you will.
Uh-oh.
A Pinterest IPO.
Ooh.
So a story that broke, I think, on Recode.
Yeah.
So what is Pinterest? I'm on Pinterest every day. I have the app.
You are?
I am. I love Pinterest.
Okay, I do too. I thought I was the only one, but I didn't know you were a secret Pinterest person. Pinner.
I feel like, right? I feel like people who are pinners were all secret pinners.
I think that's true.
Yeah, so I have the app on my phone. It's a bookmark site on my Google Chrome. Yes. So Pinterest, it's an app and website that gives its users the tools to discover, share, collect, and store items, pages, websites, you name it, on boards. So pin boards that they create. And the board possibilities are endless. So what kind of boards have you created?
Mine are lame. They're mainly like, oh, painted floors, a lot of interior decor stuff.
Okay.
So I guess that's okay, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, a lot of the interior design.
Yeah, I have those too. Like when I was moving into my new apartment, not my new apartment, I've been there for a year now, but my current apartment, a year ago, I was a new
great
apartment
for
board.
Ideas. Yeah.
If I need a new haircut, my new hair board.
Okay, I do secretly. Well, I don't really have a board, but I am like kind of obsessed with the various hair,
yes.
other people's boards on hair
oh,
on there.
Okay.
I haven't found yours yet. I'll have to look around.
Yes.
Is it public or private? That's something people might not know. You can make them private.
Oh, you know, I think I have two. One's private,
okay.
one's public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did
I
you...
have a food one too.
Okay. Food yeah. is popular on there.
Definitely.
You
That's
can
where
actually
I get
find...
the majority of my recipes.
Yeah. I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
Most people probably don't realize this because they think it's just about the pictures on there. But you can actually, you know, once you click on a pin in someone's board, you can then click on the site that has that pin.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go and get recipes or, you know, all these other various ideas. By just being on Pinterest. That's
yeah.
what's good about
it's
it.
Great.
Yeah. Now, do you like the, they kind of switched up their boards where it used to be if you put in a topic, say, you know, Labradors or something, it would give you everybody who had a board with that name in it. And then
right.
it would tell you how many pins they had in their board. So it would say, you know, pink Labradors, and it would say 8. So that person had 8 pins. And then the next one, someone else might have had 50 pins on that subject. I kind of like that when I looked at the boards to mm-hmm. see which ones I want to click. Because, I mean, you know, I wanted to go to the ones where they had 150 pins or
oh,
something or the more.
For sure.
But
Hands
they
down.
Took that off.
Yeah.
Now, when you're on there, all you see is the board. It doesn't tell you how many pins that person has
oh.
put on it. I find
Maybe
that annoying.
It was too
I hope
judgy.
Someone's listening to this. Well, yeah, or we only went to the ones
right.
with like a ton on there. So now you have to click on, well, this is why they like it actually, because now I'm forced to click on each of the boards
mm.
to see what's in there, how many pins. And so now I'm clicking more. So maybe that's why it is working.
It is.
But I am annoyed by
the algorithm.
It, so.
They
yeah,
know.
Yeah. Because we want the ones with, you know, more of the pins in there. Why would I click on a board that only had like 3 pins?
Yeah,
that seems
no.
lame. No. But
this
now
this person
I do.
Obviously doesn't know how to pin.
Right. Who does one with 3 pins? But they do, strangely.
Yeah.
Now I did see this was a while ago. I don't know if this is still true, that the number one board, the most popular one that's put private are like the wedding boards, the bridal ones.
Oh, I totally have one.
Yeah. Okay. See?
No
so
shame.
Like everybody, even if you're not dating anyone, if you're not engaged,
yeah.
all this stuff ever.
It's like
there's tons of these out there.
It's like a Mall of America for wedding ideas.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. People don't realize how we're going on and on about Pinterest. We're going to have to discuss again when they have their IPO, if they do.
If they do.
Well, that's the other question. They're denying, you know, again, every year, I think a lot of these companies have to deny, you know, no,
they're
we're
like,
not.
No, we're not.
Yeah, so after Recode kind of said, well, maybe they are, they're saying they're not. And I was looking around kind of to see if there was anything, you know, more going on there. But Recode did have some numbers about revenue.
Uh-huh.
And it did come out last year, which they confirmed, the company confirmed that they were made about $300 million in revenue in
right.
2016. And then the current estimates floating around are anywhere I've seen between $500 million and $600 million, which would be doubling revenue in
right.
a year. And then I looked back to see what Snapchat's revenue was in 2016, because I do consider them to be, you know, they just went IPO. So if Pinterest is going to, why not compare them? And they had $404 million in revenue last year. They're expected to have a much bigger this year. So they're growing it faster, but Pinterest isn't that far off of that, not at all, especially
no.
if they're going to make the $500 million this year.
And I think they're valued at somewhere around $11
billion. Yeah.
And they have been for a while now.
Yes. But I feel like that's more realistic than Snapchat's $20 billion or whatever they went IPO at,
yeah.
$30 billion or, yeah. And they haven't, they've taken about what I found, I think it was a little over a billion in funding. So 1.3 billion is the number I see. That's not that much because I was looking around Uber. Uber's raised 12 to 15 billion yeah. so far since 2009. I think they've been around almost, Uber might be a little older. Pinterest is like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, because I remember using Pinterest, oh God.
When you were 10?
Yes.
You were really young?
No, I am not that young.
Back in grade school.
So not that long ago, like not as since it's been around, but for a long time now.
Yeah.
It's always been where I go to for ideas.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting because it keeps a low profile. I don't know why
it does. It's one of those. So it is it's the tech unicorn, but it's not a flashy tech unicorn.
No. Nobody's talking about it. Who's their CEO? I don't even know. Nobody talks about it.
It's not scandalous. Like Uber. No. It doesn't have regulation issues like Airbnb. It doesn't have sex scandals like Snapchat or it doesn't cause sex scandals like Snapchat, excuse me.
Right.
It kind of just does its thing. Maybe it's like, you know, it's in kind of that craft space, if you will. Like Etsy.
Right.
And it makes most of its money through advertising.
It does, yeah.
And it's
still trying to figure that out.
Still trying to figure it out, but it has integrated the ads quite well. Mm-hmm. So when I'm on Pinterest, I don't really notice them, which is good.
Yeah. It's definitely one I'm going to keep my eye on. I'd love to see, you know, if they're making any money or what's happening. I mean, they got the revenues, but are they spending more than they're taking in like Snapchat is doing and Uber and these various other ones? If they're not, which I don't know, I feel like they're more conservative. So I would definitely be interested in an IPO from them, much more than the Snap one or even Uber.
Right.
Don't get me started on Uber. That's another talk.
That should just be a whole nother podcast.
Oh, yeah. You could totally go on about what's going on over there.
Yeah. Pinterest IPO likely not this year, possibly 2018.
Maybe
2019. But
yeah. Okay. We'll keep an eye on that one because that could be a hot one.
Definitely. So I think that just about does it for this week. Thank you so much for joining me, Tracy.
Sure, this was fun. And I'm sure everybody loved hearing what our Pinterest boards were.
I know. Tracy has two other podcasts here at Zacks, the Market Edge and Value Investor. They're great. So please check them out. And once again, thanks for listening. And remember, if you think we missed anything or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content, like Tracy's podcast at zacks.com/podcast. Remember to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. Thanks again for joining, and we'll see you next time on the Zacks Friday Finish Line.